Welcome back to Yahoo Finance Live. Shares of Apple pulling back in the session right now, down about 0.8%, even as the tech company inches closer to that record $3 trillion market cap. 180-285 is the magic number we are looking for. If Apple reaches that number, it would become the first company to hit that $3 trillion market cap. Let's bring in Bob O'Donnell, Technalysis Research President and Chief Analyst. And of course, naturally, Bob, when we're talking about this, Apple shares start to pull back. But talk to me about where you see the company right now. Yes, this is a symbolic milestone if, in fact, it reaches that. But how much more runway is there?
Well, Kiko, I think there's a fair bit to go. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, Apple themselves recently said, hey, iPhone 13 may not be quite as big. Well, they didn't actually say it, but all the suppliers were saying, hey, Apple told us they're not going to quite sell as many as they expected. And then there were concerns about that, but they disappeared right away. You know, and then we see people talking about a cheaper version of an iPhone SE with 5G and some other things that could drive it. You know, the bottom line is Apple has reached the point that it has because of the ecosystem that's built up and all the pieces that it's put together. And even things that some people, and I'll admit I was one of them, they weren't convinced was really going to make a big difference. Things like Apple TV, which is still kind of finding its legs, but doing, I think, better than I certainly expected thought it would. And lots of other pieces have really come together very nicely. And I think what a number of people and investors are thinking about is, hey, if they move to the glasses, the AR and VR glasses that a lot of people expect to see in 22, that's another opportunity to really build on this incredible ecosystem of device owners and iOS and macOS holders that, you know, really love their devices. And it adds to the repertoire of things they can have and use and that Apple can build applications and services for. And so I think, in my mind, that's sort of that next interesting near-term opportunity that investors are probably thinking about. The question then is, what happens next? Now, mind you, people have asked that question for 10 years, right? Ever since, frankly, Tim Cook took over. Oh, I don't know. He doesn't necessarily have the vision and blah, blah, blah. I mean, how many times have we heard that story, right? And here we are about to hit this, you know, huge benchmark number. Like you said, hey, it's a number, but it says something about the resilience of this company, the ability of it to continue to drive meaningful innovation that people want to take advantage of. And I think, like I said, I think those AR VR glasses could be the next step.
Yeah. And Bob, I guess more short term too, you have a lot of analysts coming out and maybe raising price targets. JP Morgan, one of the latest here, raising its price target to 210 a share from 180. And a lot of it, I guess, stems from what we're talking about there on the iPhone 13 product cycle and how, you know, there was a lot of weakness if you listen to the suppliers there. But maybe some of that being underappreciated when it comes to the holiday cycle and maybe upgrading there for Christmas presents. I'm not sure if anyone's going to get them out there. But I mean, if that is maybe a boost here, how confident are you in maybe that turning around? Because it had looked weak up until this point.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, Zach, is holiday has traditionally been an enormous quarter for Apple, and every year they surpass people's expectations. And even in the past, we've heard warnings in previous years, by the way, let's not forget that around holiday time. We've had people, oh, I don't know, may not be quite as big. And yet then they end up delivering and typically even over delivering. We'll see this time. I do think there is some pent up demand on iPhone or in smartphones in general. And of course, that means the iPhone here in the US, because when people were at home during the pandemic, they didn't necessarily feel as, you know, that they needed to use their phone as much. That maybe allowed them to eke a little bit longer life out of it. As people start to move out and about, as people have started to travel, a little bit of business travel, vacation travel, I think people are starting to recognize, hey, you know, maybe it is time. And, you know, they're hearing some noise about 5G. If they haven't upgraded, a lot of people still, you know, keep 10s and 11s that are not 5G compatible. They're thinking about that. So I do think we're going to see some of those incremental gains. And then, like I said, I think really interesting in 22 is as we move beyond the phones to something different.
Bob, there's a number of things that are outside of Apple's control, though. I mean, if you think about its exposure to the Chinese market, for example, there's the chip supply issue, but also just the geopolitical risk with Apple having such a significant presence there. How do you calculate that when you think about the growth opportunities, but the potential headwinds for Apple?
You know, Akiko, that's a great point. And I think that is a really serious issue for Apple because they have done significantly better than most US-based brands in China. And they've avoided a lot of the concerns and issues that we've seen. But, you know, like you said, that geopolitical situation is getting worse all the time. And, you know, the U.S. continues to crack down on the Chinese companies. I mean, the Chinese are cracking down on themselves, for gosh sake. So it's very interesting, of course, to see what that means for Apple. I mean, we saw the story recently about supposedly some kind of big payment that Apple made that Cook arranged to make sure that they had a presence in China. We'll see how long that kind of success can continue. And unfortunately, it's almost impossible to calculate something around the value of that or not because it changes so rapidly. So it's hard to say. It would certainly be a big hit to Apple and its valuation if there was some dramatic and sudden change in China, which, again, is hard to say. The fact that they've made it this far is a great sign. But again, we see lots of, you know, changes happening to the Chinese tech companies being driven by the central government. And Apple is sort of that penultimate, you know, U.S. a successful story in technology, and it might be symbolically important for China to do something. I certainly hope not, and I don't think so, and I don't think you should necessarily plan, but that is sort of something in the back of a number of people's minds, I think, long term.
Yeah, and it's been, I mean, it's been a lot to follow, especially as you point out there on the Chinese side. Even among their own companies, and it's kind of harder to predict what happens between the U.S. and China there. But when you look at maybe for Apple, and you're talking a lot about the VR, AR headsets here and that opportunity, of course, Facebook's really, really leaned into that space.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you kind of gauge the competition there? If it's a big market that totally switched on and maybe people have been asleep on, it might not matter as much, but how do you see Apple going up against Facebook to own that space?
Well, it's, you know, the question, Zach, is, how does Apple take something that's been out there actually for several years, but really has been sort of a tech enthusiast type of very specific category, and turn it mainstream? This is what Apple excels at, is they'll take ideas. Remember, smartphones were around for several years before the iPhone came out. We've seen Apple do this numerous times over. So can they take that concept that is certainly very intriguing, has a lot of interesting potential, and make it mainstream? And that's where they would differentiate themselves, because I think if you look at the Oculus products and other things that Facebook has, while tech enthusiasts love them, they have yet to make the jump to the mainstream. And that's would be the difference that Apple would have to make. Figure out, you know, applications, usability, the, you know, and how you interact with it that makes it feel a little bit more natural. And it's often subtle changes that make that difference. And I think that's where people think Apple could potentially do something dramatically different. We'll see. It remains a big question. And of course, it's really would be the first major category that we would see Apple get into in quite some time. And that's why I think there's a lot riding on it and a lot of speculation as to what's going to happen and what they're going to do.
And that's kind of been the MO of Apple. They're not always first to the market, but they find a way to dominate the market with the products they put out. So we'll see if that's the case with AR, VR as well. Bob, always good to talk to you. Bob O'Donnell, Technalysis Research President and Chief Analyst.